Well, now to the big news in the circus world. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey says over the next 3 years, it's going to stop using elephants in its shows. Ringling has been under pressure from animal rights activists for decades. Nicole Feld is vice president of Feld Entertainment, which runs the circus, and we spoke to her last month, asking her about lawsuits over animal abuse. She said her family's company is a huge proponent of animal welfare. They've been successful with the circus for 145 years now because they know what their audience wants.
It's been able to be around for that long because we've been able to change and adapt with the times. And, you know, it's about entertaining families, and it's entertainment for families, by families, and it's all about what the public wants.
Well, today her father, Kenneth Feld, said the public does not want elephants in their shows. Vicky Croak writes for the Wildlife Blog at our mother station, WBUR, talks to us about the animal world. And Vicky, how big is this?
It's huge, Robin. I would describe it as a sea change.
I
didn't think it would happen today when I got up. I didn't think it would happen this week, this year, maybe not even this decade.
Well, we're realizing now that Nicole Feld and her family were thinking about this then. You know, it's up to what people want. And they've been quoted as saying that they even go to cities now where there's a ban on elephants.
That's right. And the way that cities have been banning them is through banning bull hooks, the instrument that they use to guide elephants, make them do what they want in training. And so cities ban bull hooks, and then the circus can't come in.
Yeah. Well, you spoke to the head of the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pichel. Let's listen to what he had to say.
It's almost a Berlin Wall moment for the animal welfare movement. This is a company that has fought animal welfare at every turn, considered the use of elephants to be central to its business model. It's a big, big moment. It's a sign of the burgeoning humane economy that we and so many others are trying to build.
You know, Robin, I talked to so many people from the animal welfare world already today, and they were all just as shocked. And I would describe them as shocked and giddy. People are really excited about this.
Well, but to talk a little more about, you know, the people who love elephants but feel they do belong in the circus, because and then you get to see them and appreciate them. I mean, Nicole Feld told us about the conservation effort. They have one of the largest conservation sites in the world in Florida. They have something like 43 elephants, 29 that live at this 200-acre Center for Elephant Conservation. As they retire these elephants, they say they're going to have people research them. But then the argument might be, well, wait a minute, then we don't get to see them anymore and maybe do a bigger battle for them to preserve them because we're aware of them.
This is a big argument. Do we want elephants in captivity at all? And many people don't want to even see them in zoos. But for me, covering these issues for a long time, the issue has been that elephants who are in a show have to meet a timetable, whether it's getting on the train or getting off the stage. And that's when they are made to do things that they might not want to. And at least in a zoo setting, they use operant or classical conditioning, and the elephants don't have to do that.
Well, many people know game show host Bob Barker has been fighting to get all animals out of circuses. A couple of circuses, big ones, a little while ago announced they were going to do that. No animals at all. There's still many animals at Ringling. Your thoughts on that?
I talked to one of the people that I spoke to today, Jeffrey Flocken from the International Fund for Animal Welfare, said he was delighted about elephants, but he said big cats are next. What I'm interested in is the future of these elephants. They call it a conservation center. What will a conservation consist of? And it's something like $65,000 a year per elephant with the number they have now. We're talking about close to $3 million a year.
To care for them.
And so how do you make that financially viable? And I know that the circus has connections with various zoos, so there may be some kind of partnership there.
Well, in the Feld industry, the family industry is huge, not just circuses, but all sorts of shows. They have a lot of money, and they say that they own the largest herd of Asian elephants in North America, and they're going to care for them.
And this is a question of whether we are going to breed elephants in North America, and we haven't done a very good job of it so far, if that's what we intend to do. But we'll see the future of elephants here in the United States.
Well, but still, just in the few seconds we have, in your world, this is resonating quite
a bit. Champagne corks are popping.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll continue to follow this story. What's going to happen with other circuses? As Ringling announced today that it will no longer have elephants by 2018 in its circuses, people have fallen in love with some of these elephants, and they know their names. They'll probably be flocking to see them, but then they'll be heading for retirement in Florida. Vicky Croak, who heads our Wildlife Bureau here at WBUR, thanks so much for weighing in.
Thank you, Robin.